Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 130. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate.
Yes.
How's it going?
Are we in the Tree of Trust still?
Tree of Trust.
I thought we were opening up.
I thought we were opening up.
You guys doing all right?
Doing okay. Well, I thought I was ready, and then nature called, so now I'm ready.
Yeah, I'd be good to...
What'd it say?
TMI. It said, get back to the table and go podcast, go record.
Let's go. Move it. Other than that, you're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Nate, you doing all right?
Yeah.
Good. Good. What is tonight? Thursday.
Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
Somebody had to make a switch. Oh, yeah, it was me. That was Elijah's soccer game.
It's your fault.
That's okay.
That's all right. They did win, though. 3-0 beat Whiteland. And
congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Pretty good. He looked like he was a freshman, sophomore in college. He was one of those kids that's like, did you drive yourself here? You know,
man-child.
Yeah, I think his kid and
man-child,
or his wife and kids were in the stands. and I'm hoping he's an eighth grader at least. Plainfield has scored a second goal. I don't know, three or four minutes before the first half ended, he went ballistic, like literally spinning around, waving his hands, going crazy. Goes to midfield, right? Mm-hmm. So they got to put the ball back. So then you know, Whiteland would kick it. And yells where everybody can hear, what the F? I mean, we're
whoa.
Like,
wow.
Boy, that sideline ref walked up, yellow card. I mean, we were like, clap, yeah. And we're like, oh, my gosh, what? You know, middle schooler, you know. Anyway, and I'd be appalled if it was
well,
high schooler.
He's paying taxes, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. he took the night off from work to play middle school soccer. We're like, whoa, dude. And so, anyway. I'm like, if that would have been my son, I'm yanking him off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so you got to sit out when you get a yellow, but then you can come back in on the next, whatever. And then I'm like, what is it? Second half, we score a third goal, go up 3-0 and something happened. And their coach starts doing the whole demonstrative walking up and down the sideline and he throws his papers up in the air and puts his hands on his head. I'm like, okay, see, he's not just mad. He's trying to get attention. He's it's all about
that's
him
behavior,
now. And I go, that's why the kid acts like he does.
Yeah.
You know,
it's probably his dad.
He got, so then he got, so I guess then he was, Elijah was telling me that he was, swearing at, some of the, our players down the sideline.
Oh, wow.
And one of our assistant coaches said, hey, don't talk to our players. And he gave him, like, the shush, you know, like he was, like, teaching, like, trying to treat him like a kid. And I told Elijah, I said, your coach should have said, look at the scoreboard, dude. You know, you're getting smoked. But anyway,
or
that's,
you tell your team to,
yeah,
whenever you're over there, kick the ball at him.
Throw it at him.
But, I mean, this kid was out of control, this and the coach, and oh, my gosh. But so it was so nice to beat him 3-0. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. There was no cursing that I know of. I wasn't there. Jenna took William to his phone. Like, you curse me? How dare you curse me? So Jenna went to William's football game last night, and it was out of town. And so I was running the other two to different practices. And she said it was the funniest. They lost. They lost because the other team got a safety. They only lost by two.
Oh,
but,
boo.
So anyway, boo is right. But this team... This kid who wasn't on the field at the time decided to, during the play, run off the sideline to tackle and make the play, right? You know, like, they got the tackle. Of course, they lost yards and they got a penalty.
Well, sure.
But can you imagine this kid? It's not like the coach is like, go, you know,
right.
Go get him.
He
took it upon himself. He got excited, overexcited.
Hand it to him.
And
you know,
he made the play. Now they got the penalty.
He's a go-getter.
Jenna's like, it was the funniest thing. She's like, where the heck did this kid come from? But he just came off the sideline.
He's going to go get you on the sideline.
Hilarious.
Get her, all right.
Now that's a trick play.
That is funny. That is funny.
That's some defense right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's all in, intense. You know, I mean, hey, he's just trying to make plays.
He could make it in politics someday.
Yeah, no kidding.
From
that's
the sideline.
That is funny. So yeah, that was our fun night, and Yeah, but so now we are recording on Thursday night. Oh, yeah. So thank you guys for being flexible.
No problem. And here's the good news.
What is the good news?
Tomorrow's Friday. And the weekend is a holiday weekend.
I'm limping. Mm-hmm. Did you know that I'm driving Olivia and her friend Addie.
Yeah.
You know, and I go, this is like Monday or Tuesday. My girls, we're getting closer. I said, man, I'm just going to make it to that 3-day weekend. And she goes, we get a 4-day weekend. I go, what do you mean? She goes, teacher day Tuesday. I go, you bums.
Yeah. Jenna told me that today. Yeah. And I was like, that's awesome, but not
Amy
cool.
didn't even know. I told her. She goes, why? I said, teacher work day. She goes, oh, those little bums, little turds. I'm like, I know. Yeah. So.
And I like your
tattoos. Good for them, though.
I got to tell you, I like your tattoos, by the way. You posted them, but really cool.
Desiree, yeah.
I have to tell you, I was going to tell you this off air, but I'm going to tell you something funny real quick.
Kill me.
But I don't know if I said this on, did I say this on the recording or not? I don't know yet. But do you remember that my friend Mary had a premonition that somebody was going to tell? And so
yeah,
I said this a couple months ago. Yeah. So that a guy in a dark jacket or dark trench coat would be the one to help me to bring out my story. So I always thought, I'd probably write books, but I'm like, I'm not really going to do that. Right. So then later on with this podcast, she's like, I saw Todd and he looks like the guy that I saw, but does he wear dark clothes or trench coats or whatever? And I was like,
no.
And she goes, well, keep an eye on him, 'cause he might. Well, she pointed out, she goes, I saw his, tattoo. That's the guy I saw back in 2010 or whatever. And I said, oh, that's funny. And I said, because it looked like Tombstone, you know, like kind of. And I said, what's actually supposed to be the creeper, Jeeper Creeper?
He's like the scare. You know,
she goes, oh my gosh, I just thought it was like supposed to be representative of him. But she goes, I swear he's the guy that's, you know.
That's, so she saw it or the tattoo.
She saw
so
you posted on Facebook and she pointed out to me like.
That's funny.
It is so weird, though.
That
and when funny. She said that, I kind of got chills, but I told her I was
like.
That is
quite.
It's very
interesting and
all right, that's enough for your story.
Yeah, I know, but that's I made that quickish.
No, that's cool though. Yeah, no, it's the creeper.
So we're here to bring out stories.
Well,
see,
real quick, Amy, I said, she goes, I mean, I sent her the pictures and she's like, oh, nice. You know, she liked the tattoos, but I said, you haven't said anything in person. You know, just teasing her. She didn't have to say anything. She goes, I did. I commented. I said, I'm just kidding you. She goes, is that Tombstone? I go, that's not Tombstone. I said, I get it. It looks like a cowboy hat, but I said, no, it's the creeper.
It
kind of
does
Creepers.
Look like it, but then,
I said, Jeepers Creepers 2, when Nate he's on, you know, he's acting like the scarecrow before he takes the kid. And
Which is an awesome scene.
It is. I know. I feel bad, though. The kid's just terrified. But he goes, you know, but anyway. Yeah. Thank you, sir. No problem.
But it's
that is a weird story.
This podcast was written in the stars is what I'm trying to say.
Man.
It's kind of weird. No, she didn't see anything about Nate. Nate was
destiny.
Nate, I don't know what Nate's doing here. No,
it was written.
Oh,
as
it was
he,
written. Yeah. I know that. I'll turn on my.
Wouldn't be
light.
Listening to us if it went for him. Okay, good. You guys are having a good week. All right, it's Thursday night. I'm having a good week too.
Yes.
And just coming off of that positivity, let's get to the dad joke.
Oh, let's do that. I'm ready.
Well, let's do that.
Let's do it.
No, but seriously, did you hear? There was a story the other day. There was an old lady in the evening time walking to her car across the parking lot from grocery shopping, right? She's about 80 years old. And this guy comes up to her and says, hey, lady, give me your purse, right? She's yelling. She snatches the purse, takes off, and she's yelling for help. Nobody helped her. So she, you know, makes a call to the police, calls them and tells them what happened, and so she gets a call like 2 days later and from the police detective and said, hey, we think we may have the guy that took your purse. If you want to come down to the police station and identify him, then we can, you know, hopefully prosecute him. She's like, okay. She goes down there, and he said, now we've got four guys, and she said, he's like, now you think you can identify him? And she said, well, you know, it was dark. He had a mask on. I wouldn't be able to really tell what he looks like, but if you have them say, because I remember his voice, you know, hey, lady, you know, give me your purse, I might be able to pick out the guy. He's like,
hey,
okay.
Lady.
Yeah. He's like, good call. Okay. So he bring him in. So they bring in the four guys, you know, and they line up, and he's like, now remember, they can't see you. Just, you know, and listen to their voice. And hopefully we got your guy. She's like, okay. He goes, all right, number one, you know, first guy, number one, step up. And he tells him what to say. And the first guy goes, hey, lady, give me your purse. All right. She listens to him. And he's like, all right, step back. Number two, step up. He goes, hey, lady, give me your purse. Yeah, all right. All right, number two, step back. Number three, you're up next. Number three goes, hey, lady, give me your purse. She listens. He's like, all right, number three, step back. Number four, you're up. And he goes, that's not what I said. So there you go. So there you go.
That narrowed it down, didn't it?
Narrowed it down to number four, I think. Is yeah, that's the guy. That's not what I said.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that's a good funny one. Yeah. So anyway, that's the dad joke.
I like that one. I did.
The show. You like that one? I was pretty proud of that.
I'm always anticipating a good
one. Yeah. I do like that one. Okay, Mr. Sean?
Yes.
It's your turn.
I have the first part of the announcements, and like I always say, and we always say here, that we are doing this for the guy time, the creepy, the paranormal, the unusual, right? But the most important thing that we're doing here is building a mental health community.
Mm-hmm.
We want you guys to get help. We all need help, our families, friends, and you creepies and your family and friends. So if you are out there needing it, call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact Stop Bullying for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
And I concur.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
mm-hmm.
right. Yeah,
you
reach
conquer?
Out.
You say you conquer.
Message, but make sure you're getting professional. I don't know about that. But get professional help. That's for sure.
You're, you know, tiger blood. You're winning.
Winning. No.
Zoinks.
Nate, you know what to do.
Cut the mic off.
We want our creepies to be healthy, don't
That's
we?
That's right. That is absolutely right.
And don't be afraid to go to the doctor, counselor. If medication is prescribed, mm-hmm. then do what you need to do. You know? But also reach out to the group.
Also,
what we you know
shut
for support.
Sean's
and shut my
mic off.
Yeah, that'll help you right off the bat. That'll
be
instant.
Both of your mental
that'll be,
states.
Yeah, I feel better already. Nate, once you, yes, we want you guys to be healthy and do what you need to do. Take care of yourselves and mm-hmm. each other. Thank you, Sean, for that.
No problem.
Well, any special shout-outs from you guys? Nate, you have a shout-out?
Sure.
Oh. Shout-out to... Who is this?
Uh-oh.
Don't you...
Shout-out to Happy... No. Greenwood Happy Haunts.
To Happy... Wait a minute, hold on.
To Happy...
It's hard to read upside down. I'm wearing their fantastic shirt.
Whoa, you went as far as saying fantastic. Mm.
Yeah,
think,
it's comfy.
But you still don't like them, though.
No, I don't like
you just like the shirt. As long as they buy you stuff, right? It is a good shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good, I wear mine a lot.
It's
yeah, it looks good. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, he does, though, Scott and Corey. He has his Greenwood Happy Haunt shirt. So mm-hmm. shout out to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else or just that one?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay.
Sean? They're lucky they got that.
Oh. Wow. Scott and Corey, I
still on.
I can't, I yeah. His opinion is his own. Sean and I cannot be held responsible. Sean, what do you got?
Jason Fife sent us shirts, right? Lost Souls, Paranormal Detectives.
He did.
Right?
Yeah.
I love them.
I'm wearing mine right now.
You are? And I'm looking at it. I love it.
Fits great. Very, very high quality. And I got two, when I was walking to get our shirts today, a couple people were looking at, I can tell there, because it's, you know, black and it's got the orange.
It stands out. Mm-hmm.
But they were kind of looking at like, what does that say? So it grabs people's attention. So.
May got a blue mm-hmm. one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Nate, you got a blue one.
I got the special blue.
Like he's special or something. Jeez, what
we got black and you got blue. It's like a bruise, right?
Black and blue. So, yes, yeah, good
right
shout
out. Over.
Thank you, Jason Fife. He was on a couple, two, 3 weeks ago
that's
on
right.
our show. Yeah. And then, let's see, do I have a shout out? I actually... Don't really. I did commit to my son. I lost one of my rings, and it's the one I bought in Florida this past year. Mm-hmm. It's a black one. It's got like little gold. As I lose my voice, gold lightning bolts. I that's the only way I can describe it.
Like Ace Frehley.
That's right. That's why we got it. Yeah, and it's one of my favorite ones. And I couldn't find it last night. And I'm like, what in the heck? And I'm like, you know, it could be at work. I've done that before, and people found them in the bathroom, on the sink, whatever. Couldn't find it home. Couldn't find it at work. Talked to the secretaries, emailed them, say, hey, be on the lookout for this. They're like, no, we haven't seen it. Got home. I said, hey, Elijah, I said real quick, dad lost his ring, the one I bought in Florida. Told him, and he goes, I know where it's at. I'm like, what? It was on the in the bathroom. Man, I'm stuttering. The bathroom sink that they use. So mm-hmm. I said, well, he goes, well, I wasn't sure if it was I wasn't sure if it's your or mom's.
It doesn't look like a girl's.
Anyway, I said, well, I said, thank you. You saved the day. But I said, you got to let us know. You know. Yeah, he had seen it like a
when
day
you
ago.
Find yeah. jewelry that
so
you
So he just let it
for.
Sit in there, but didn't say anything. But but shout out to my son for.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I wear it all the time, but it's, you know, got it in Florida on our trip. So little shout out to my boy.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to see if I can talk better tonight. My words are. Really,
having a
really,
stroke
I,
over there?
I think I did. I think I had an aneurysm. Brain aneurysm. Although maybe that would help me. You know what's coming up 5 weeks from this Saturday?
No idea. I don't have any plans.
Nate, you have any idea?
Presidential elections?
No.
Dang.
Something more
yet.
Important.
That's not
more
this
important and more
not this
exciting.
Year.
More, definitely more fun.
Right?
It is the Keeping It Creepy 2023
right.
live show. That's right.
I hadn't forgotten. I was just kidding the whole time.
I figured. It's Saturday, October 7th from 5 to 9. It's going to be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana. You can get tickets for only $15 at the Eventbrite website or the app. We're going to have special guest, fiction author and owner of Anatolian Press, Mr. Micah Campbell, and along with our friend, paranormal investigator Aaron Egnatz of Hauntings Around America. So they'll be there. They've both been on our show a couple of times each. Mm-hmm. And have some good food for sale, merch, giveaways, all kinds of creepy stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
So come out and join us for the Creeped Out Fun. We just sold 2 tickets last night. So we're reaching a good crowd already. We're still 5 weeks to go.
We did have a suggestion that we should have them on the show before the live show, which I thought was nice. I thought that was a good suggestion. But... That's
I don't
just
like
gonna,
it.
No. Oh, you don't like that suggestion? I think that it would be more fun to have them on after we have them.
That's
maybe for the holidays. So that's a little bit of a spoiler alert. But I
like that idea. I like that.
We've never had anybody on the show 3 times.
No.
Except for us. We've been on here more than 3 times.
Now, Christine Collier and Christina Westervelt, they've both been on twice.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But only 4 people. And we've had a
That might be coming up
of,
too, though.
Do what?
That might be coming up too soon.
I know. So come out and, it's October 7th on a Saturday. What else would you want to do other than see us, really? Right, Nate? I mean.
Yeah, why not?
You're going to be there.
Or if you're just totally bored. Then we have on location Saturday, October 21st at... our friends, Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about Nate, but it's our friends.
Nate's coming.
Nate's going to be there. We'll drag
I'll
you.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. I don't care, though.
Don't expect me to be happy about it.
He's going to be grumpy, Gus.
Oh, he's going to be like a kid in the candy store. You know that. He's going to be like, oh, my gosh, this place is
amazing.
Wait
till you see the store. It's
he's
going
to be running around like all giddy. I know he's.
I know it. We're going to be there from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And, again, it's Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. So come out and see us. We'll have some merch giveaways there as well. And then November 18th on a Saturday, we'll be at the Boone County Jail Distillery in Lebanon, Indiana. I still don't have an answer about the tour tickets. I don't have an answer, but that's
all
okay.
Right.
And for some reason, if something happens, we'll move the date to Saturday the 11th. But right now it's Saturday, November 18th. We're going to be doing an on location. So come out, check that cool place out. And again, see us. Why wouldn't you want to? I mean, really, duh.
I have no idea.
Right. So yeah, we have some 3 things coming up. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Getting closer to the spooky season. I told Elijah, I said, tomorrow, well, I know whenever people listen to this, but tomorrow we can say next month is Halloween.
That's
pretty
weird,
cool.
Isn't it?
That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
So, and the weather is starting to get a little better, although it's supposed to get hot again.
Yeah, it's getting
hot
this week.
But it's kind of winding down. It's starting to kind of get.
There's 10 different seasons in the state, right?
Before you know it, the leaves will change.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we just pass Hell's Front Porch? Somebody pointed out.
Do what?
Hell's Front Porch is one of the seasons.
Yeah. So, we have some really fun stuff coming up. So come out and see us, and we want to see you, creepies. So anyway.
Me?
Not you.
Not me.
Sean.
Yeah?
Now let's get to the real fun part.
The meat of the potato and the meat and the potatoes.
That's
me.
Right.
What the heck is the meat of the potatoes? I don't know.
What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, this is going to be your pick. Are they all your picks anymore? I mean, it always feels like Todd's pick. No, I'm kidding. Mine were the last two, right?
Bull.
Bull-loney.
We had Nate's. Didn't we do one?
Do we take? We do a rotation.
I don't know.
We do a rotation.
I'm just kidding. I think mine are the last two.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Nate's getting slowly phased out, but he doesn't know. No, never. Well, this is gonna be Todd's pick, and this is on the White Hill Mansion. Mm-hmm. We're just making this stuff up.
That's right.
You know that.
Is the hill white?
I haven't been there.
The hill.
I think
but the house is.
Oh, we're okay. Going to determine whether this is going to be on the list or not. I'm going to already vote a yes, but
it's going to be on the list
for sure.
So how about a little foundation?
Well, I happen to have that too. Please. So the haunting of White Hill Mansion, from bootleggers to bordellos, historic mansion spirits of the past, situated on a bluff overlooking the Delaware River in Fieldsboro, New Jersey, White Hill Mansion has stood witness to pivotal state and national historic events for more than 250 years. The mansion is a favorite among paranormal investigators and psychics, including noted medium Joseph Tittle, we can't make this stuff up, people, who has felt the strong presence of the home's many inhabitants and guests.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. White Hill Mansion. So, I don't know if there's a white lady there, you know, or lady in white.
Could be.
Something like that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it is a pre-Revolutionary War mansion. That's old. That's old. At least for our, you know, I know England and all them, they're 1,000 years old, but for our little country, it's still a decent amount of time. And it's along the Delaware River. It's been featured on TLC's Paranormal Lockdown. And, of course, it's a show about efforts to record evidence of paranormal activity during a 3-day period locked inside a reportedly haunted building. Says, over the years, plenty of people have lived their lives at the White Hill Mansion. Some of them may still be there, the Friends website declares. Says, Friends of White Hill Mansion President Loretta Kelly said, encouraging ghost hunting is how the group has been generating most of its revenue. The ghost hunting funds have been used as matching money for small grants and to help pay for installation of a security system. The group seeks only $10 donations from the public for badly needed restoration of the home, which has ceiling holes from a once leaky roof, peeling paint, plaster gouges, patched walls, and little heat. So I think that's pretty reasonable. You know, if you want to help out an old place like that and get it restored and in the upkeep, it's pretty decent. Yeah. And these places, if you got a place like this, that's what you do. I mean, you open it up to investigators and tours, you know?
This is what we're looking for.
This is what we're looking for. This is the type of place. Trust me. I think about it almost every day.
Send us all your ideas and offers, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, but, yeah, it's a pretty old place.
It looks old, and it looks really cool. Yeah. I can only imagine the smells there.
Oh, yeah. My gosh,
I mean, I really can.
That's
I can only, truly, I can only imagine.
And
that's
cool. Like when we went to like Waverly and Indiana State Sanatorium and like those places, they're old and you just, it's like, yeah.
Nate and I had to ask you, remember, like, what does it smell like? You're like,
oh, that's right. You could.
Not good.
Yeah. Certain places, I'm like, you don't really, you're not missing anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just old.
You said that at the Indiana State Sanatorium, remember? You're like,
there's some areas that I'm like, yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Musty, moldy, mildewy, yeah.
Musty, moldy, mildewy, yeah, and much, much more.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, no, this place is cool.
Yeah, the interior pictures of this sort of remind me of George Washington's house when I toured through that.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah. Mount Vernon, that's right. I couldn't remember the name of that. Right.
Where the guys were sleeping upstairs together. Like,
yeah.
Parties. Yeah.
Yeah.
In their long johns.
It wasn't uncommon to find five or four guys sleeping together in a bed.
That's a,
head to toe.
I mean, do what you want, but that'd be a little weird. I don't want four people, period.
Georgie.
Yeah. They do investigations. They do tours to help pay for the place. Her name was Loretta Kelly. Now, she says, she's quoted saying, to tell you the truth, I thought the whole ghost thing was a little crazy at first. She said, I thought I've heard voices myself sometimes, but when other people are with you inside and turn around and ask you, did you hear that? I have to say, yes. She said that the two-story house, which is on the State Register of Historic Places, is booked every weekend for paranormal investigations during some months of the year. She said, the groups all report findings. She said, saying some of those ghostly findings in recent years range from a young man in a striped suit to a little boy and a woman in the attic, those darn attics. And she said, I've always been in the house when psychics said they saw that same young man. So, there you go, the creepy attic thing.
What was that grumpy corner or whatever? Is there a grumpy corner in there?
Yeah, that grumpy old guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been reading Paranormal Investigating Team. went there to investigate, and they're talking about their findings in there. They're saying right after they had a quick tour of the place, they set up all their equipment and began to investigate. And as they were going up the grand stairs, they heard a female voice speak out to them, and they said it was possibly in French.
Oh.
And they caught it on their recorder. They've played it back numerous times, and they haven't been able to figure out exactly what she said to them.
Mm.
But, I mean, that was, like, right from the get-go.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't even really heavy
into
the
investigation. This is about all the French I know.
Yeah. I can speak French toast, French fries.
So they're saying, you know, that hearing a disembodied voice minutes into an investigation is almost always a good sign of an active night.
I'd say that's right.
And they settled into the master bedroom on the second floor, and it wasn't too long before they started hearing knocking coming from the down the hallway near the oldest part of the house. They decided to move closer to the sound, and her husband took one bedroom and sat on the floor, and she sat on the floor in the hallway facing a long galley-like bathroom. Suddenly, a large bang came from underneath her. She's not usually shaken up during ghost hunts, but the knock rattled her.
Put this on the list already.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Okay. Now, what's funny is I found a review page, and you don't see a lot of review pages that review like this, but it says the average review out of several of these reviews is 4.5 pumpkins out of 5.
Oh, pumpkins.
I think that sounds outstanding, right?
I take it.
This says a White Hill Mansion in Fieldsboro, New Jersey, was built in 1722. That is a long time ago.
It is.
By Robert Field. The historical home is known to be one of the most haunted, and many paranormal stories exist, including from ghost hunters who've entered the home and collected evidence, according to Weak and Weird. Field was a successful merchant and an advocate of the American Revolution, but in 1775, he mysteriously drowned in the Delaware River, according to Bordentown Current.
The son drowned.
Field was a successful merchant. Oh, was it his son?
Yeah, his name was Robert, too. The son was also Robert Field, and he mysteriously drowned in the river in 1775.
Oh, weird. Okay, yeah, they didn't put that way. Yep. Okay, so after Field's death, thank you for correcting that. After Field's death, his young wife, Mary, was left the home where she also cared for their three small children. During the Revolutionary War, Mrs. Field was reported by her loyalist neighbors as a rebel supporter after she had dinner with American naval captain Tom Houston and his officers. Soon after, her home was invaded by the British in search of hidden soldiers. In 1777, General Washington put in orders for Colonial Captain Thomas Reed and Captain John Barry to dock the American ships at White Hill. That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Field eventually ended up marrying Commodore Thomas Reed in 1779, and he made White Hill Mansion his home until his death in 1788. It's got a lot of history in it.
Yeah. Yeah, because this article it said that, his son was also Robert, said, built, 1723 by Robert Field, and it said the house was expanded in the later 1700s by family members, and then Field's son, also named Robert, mysteriously drowned in the river in 1775, the year before the Revolutionary War began.
So, wow, that is interesting.
Interesting and sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got more of their investigation.
Let's get it. Let's get to it.
One of the ladies in the group, Maria, complained to her that something kept bothering her. I can't talk tonight either. At one point, she felt as though the floor had pulled out from under her. So four of them set off to go back to the room where Maria had felt this presence. Almost immediately, she began to tell the spirit to leave her alone. As the camera zoomed in on her, you could see Maria's hood moving by itself.
Nice.
It seemed as though the spirit really was picking on her.
Ooh. Yeah, I like this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to go. And then this is in New Jersey, so we can go see Christina Westerville.
Joyzy, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's probably been here.
You know what? I'll have to reach out and ask her. Mm-hmm. She might have. She goes all over the place on the East Coast. groups can bring the owner, whatever. She said groups can also bring their trigger objects, which are props to entice spirits to interact with the living. These have included children's toys, colonial objects, and costumes from the Roaring Twenties or earlier to kind of get the
flappers, right?
Yeah. So there you go. So bring
all the hootenannies that were there.
Right. So Nate, Sean, bring your costumes, your colonial. Yeah.
My beaded dresses.
Wow. That's right.
My feathers, my hair.
Right.
I have a creepy story from the basement.
Oh, man.
Oh, we got attics and basements. Oh, man. It's just our game. Okay.
If you ever have you ever had the pleasure of visiting our basement, then you would find a welcoming bar on one side and on the other. Well, not too many people like to go on the other side, myself included. A black shadow is sometimes seen roaming on that side of the basement. Sometimes you can feel a touch on your hair or your cheek.
That's creepy. Nice.
Quite a few people have heard their name whispered. Uh-huh. You can hear the front door open and footsteps walk across the hallway above.
Oh, that is creepy. That's the Shadow Man, huh?
Shadow Man.
I like it.
Says the home had remained a private residence, even housing a U.S. senator, entrepreneurs, and rum runners. This is a lot of, like, the mafia and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. In 1923, Heinrich and Katrina Glink turned it into Glink's Mansion House Restaurant. The restaurant served New Jersey's upper class for the next 50 years, but that was not without some strange experiences. Workers as well as patrons of the restaurant have reported sightings of featureless, your guy, Shadow Man, who would appear and then disappear into the darkness. Other incidences include ghostly chatter, sounds of children playing in the nursery, and sounds of footsteps at the stairs in the middle of the night. By 1999, the property had fallen into disarray, and there was talk of it being abolished. The local community seeking the preservation of the home came to the rescue, and by 2012, it was placed on New Jersey's State Register of Historic Places, and it has remained preserved with the help of Friends of the White Hill Mansion. Mm. And then obviously it goes on to talk about how it's, you know, a lot of paranormal investigations and ghost hunters and ghost hunts occur there. Mm-hmm. So that's why it gets 4.5 pumpkins out of 5.
4.5 pumpkins.
I really like that. Pumpkins? That's how we need to start rating things out of pumpkins.
Yeah, yeah. It says White Hill Mansion sponsors regular paranormal investigations, psychic readings, and other events. The mansion is open to the public on the fourth Sunday of every month for tours. Private tours can be arranged by appointment with the Friends of White Hill Mansion, which is a nonprofit group. Yeah, says everyone is welcome to explore the mansion's many rooms for their own encounters with the spirits. Come visit if you dare. I like that. This place sounds like they've got a lot of, they definitely embrace the paranormal, you know, tours, investigations, private tours, whatever. So, you know, you can bring your own stuff. So, I would like to go here. It's a pretty cool place. Just, you know, reading about it and looking at the pictures.
Hmm. Did you, I was reading some stuff while you were talking, Sean. Did you,
you weren't paying attention to what I was saying? Is that what
you're saying? Well, halfway.
Oh, I know you're talking.
I know you're talking
your
about,
lips are moving. You must be lying.
I know you're talking about Mr. Glick, right? Or Glenick.
Yeah.
Sounds made up. I know.
Did you mention that he, normally is found up in the attic?
I did not know that.
Yep. Mm. Let's see. He is, the ghost of Heinrich Glink is said to wander the upper floors. It's thought that he still resides in the attic making his liquor. Mm. And you can hear a male voice wandering in that part of the attic. The other part of the attic was reserved for the bordello.
Mm-hmm.
Before Mr. Glink's time, secret rooms were used for secret passions. On the second floor, you may be able to find a secret staircase hidden in a bathroom that leads up to a few small rooms. Mr. Glink has never been heard near here, but sometimes you can hear music or whispering.
I like it.
Yeah, this place has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's odd, yeah. One guy says, to me, the most interesting place is in the older part of the mansion on the second floor. He says you can walk through a bright red galley-like bathroom that looks like something right out of a horror movie. then passed a room with a sunken floor that's full of fallen plaster, spider webs, and the remnants of vandals. Halfway to another empty bedroom, which is not looking too much better than any of the others. I always pause and spend a few moments. Once during a public ghost hunt, we had a reporter with us. Someone called out, "Are you a servant in the house?" There was a very clear, "Yeah," in response. Everyone but the reporter quickly left. Says if the weather isn't too hot, it's worth a walk up to the attic. Yeah, and then talks about, you know, the ghost of Heinrich Glink in the upper floor. So it does. It has a lot of paranormal activity. Mm. You know, you got the different levels. Yeah, you know.
That's funny because you see people, since it's so old, you know, it's up to 300 years old in the history back there. It's weird to think that this goes from revolutionary all the way up to, you know, into the 1900s. Mm-hmm. That is a heck of a span too.
I would think, real quick, I would think this is one of the, of all the places we've talked to, if it's not, it's darn near close to one of the oldest. Pre-revolutionary.
That's right.
You know.
For America,
I mean, because I think most of the places we talk about are 1800s,
early
1900s, and this is a lot, you know, farther back than that, so.
If you look at the picture of it, you can sort of see the different eras and the build of the mansion.
Yeah.
Sort of goofy looking
right,
in a way.
Yeah. No, I get you. I know what you're saying.
Some of the videos I watched just come in the door, you can hear it go like, and that creaking is like 300 years old creak. You know,
they didn't have WD-40 back then.
They did not. They still don't, apparently, over there. This says, during the war, the house was visited by both Hessian and colonial military leaders. Among them were Navy Captain and Commodore John Bear, who we talked about, who later became the father of the U.S. Navy. I don't know if I knew that or had heard that, but who was appointed by George Washington and Hessian Commander Colonel Carl von Donop, who was stationed in Bordentown but was killed by colonial militia at the Battle of Red Bank in Gloucester County in 1777 and was buried there. Mm. So, I mean, this is, you know, you talk about Mount Vernon too. Like these were at the forefront of a lot of history and historical figures. And that is kind of wild if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is exactly 300 years old. I just realized that. Built in 1723.
Yeah.
300.
So it is.
So that has to be. I think that is the oldest. I mean, I could be wrong, but
I think
that has to be the oldest location we've talked about.
Say you're probably right.
I'm talking about in the States. I mean, I know there's places you know, in the UK and all that. They go back to the 1400s, but I'm just saying in the States, that's a decent amount. Yeah, 300 years old.
The pictures are just so cool, though. I mean, it reeks of history.
This article I was reading, it said, House Crazy Sarah loves that they keep the house in its decaying state. Complete with creepy old furniture, nasty carpet, and peeling paint. It's so much more interesting than a careful period restoration. House Crazy Sarah loves when you can touch and feel organic history. Says, even the nasty bathrooms are intriguing to view. And I'm looking at them going, I don't know if I'd really want to use them. But it just says, whoever strategically placed those lonely chairs in otherwise empty rooms is brilliant. It just feels so darn ominous. So... Bordello. What do you think about that? And a speakeasy. I always love that word, speakeasy.
Those never come up in our stories. Never.
No, we've never talked about that. And it said, luckily, talking about the house, luckily she was saved from the wrecking ball so she can be reincarnated once again. I love this. I like when they say places like this. So we can talk about them and have a podcast.
They keep talking. I see that shadowy figure, the creeper or whatever there. It says that shadow figure, it says many guests that visit White Hill talk about seeing a shadow figure that lurks around the basement. The figure creeps up next to people, then slinks back into the darkness. He has no respect for personal space. Other report disembodied voices, the sound of children playing, footsteps up and down the stairs, EVPs captured of a talkative woman who claims to be a former servant. Mm-hmm. A full-bodied apparition of a woman that many believe to be Mary Field, watching sternly over the house, lights turning on and off at their own volition, objects being moved and hidden, a spirit that tugs on people's clothes, a lighthearted prankster that enjoys toying with guests. The White Hill Mansion is a paranormal enthusiast dream.
Mm, a dream, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Better than a nightmare, right?
That's right, yeah. I will reach out to Christina.
That's a good idea.
Westervelt, to see if she has been there, because, I mean, that's in her state, and she goes to all kinds of places, you know. Pennsylvania and in the New England area and all that, so I would imagine she'd been there.
Oh, you're never going to believe what I found.
What'd you find?
Here we go. This house is so full of history, full of secrets. During the restoration...
Wait a minute. Lady in White.
No, but that's probably part of this.
Indian burial ground,
yeah.
During... awkward silence.
Yeah.
During the restoration of White Hill, they conducted two archaeological digs that uncovered 30,000 artifacts, leading to the speculation that the property itself was built on an ancient Native American settlement. With all of the history, it's no wonder that White Hill is one of the most haunted houses in New Jersey. You thought it was going to be Jimmy Hoffa, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. So I was listening to, I don't know what podcast it was. What was funny is somebody was, they were being interviewed, and the question was about, it came up about Indian burial grounds, and the guy said, the whole United States is probably, on Indian burial grounds.
That's
so,
fair.
You know, I mean, I'm kind of like, we talk about this all, and we make it a running joke, like, well, of course it's on an Indian burial ground, but he made a good point, like,
every place.
Yeah, every.
Well, what was,
okay,
what,
that makes sense.
What haunted the Indians? That's what I want to know.
That's right. Yeah, I thought that was, I kind of chuckled when he said that. This ghost hunt said, we used all the typical tools recorded to capture electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs, dowsing rods, spirit boxes, and more. The Get Hunted guides try to get the entities to repeat peanut butter. Sure enough, during the hunt, we captured a mumbled peanut butter. Says in parentheses, they do this because peanut butter is distinctive and unlikely to be spoken in typical conversation, at least during a ghost hunt. Makes sense. The dowsing rods danced in the basement and the attic. In the front parlor, I caught an image on my SLS camera, which identifies entities. That's like the little stick figure.
Mm-hmm.
Says depicting them as, stick figures. Said the entity looked awfully like a kid. Says one of my favorite movie lines is, And we who walk, they wrote it weird. I think it says, and we who walk here walk alone, solemnly intoned by Eleanor in The Haunted. After she's died in this haunted mansion, however, you can be sure you'll never quite walk alone. With centuries of eerie tales and the unknown lurking around each corner, you're likely to have an unforgettable and potentially spooky experience. I love that. I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
When you look at the old pictures of it, like when it was in its heyday.
Yeah, did you guys see that?
Pristine. When it was, beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was.
A mansion, you know. And then when it shows the pictures of it in disrepair, and it's like, oh, you know, it was. But so it's so weird to see that difference, you know.
Well, it's 300 years old.
That's fair. It's amazing that it's still standing, truly.
Oh, yeah. Well, that shows you how the craftsmanship, how they built them suckers, you know. And just throw
Think about all the weather.
Just throw them up in 3 months.
300 like, years, a lot of weather that it sustained too.
Oh gosh, and the East Coast
and generations like
the
of people
and
through
and
there.
The weather, the cold. Oh man, yeah, that's
three generations of families anyway.
Yeah.
Either of you mention a gentleman greeting visitors from the second floor?
No,
window?
No. Mm-mm.
Evidently, there is.
Okay. Oh, there. That was it.
I was waiting for the story.
Well. We've talked about all the other stuff I found,
okay.
Like shadow figures, gotcha. Phantom children, disembodied voices, pacing Victorian woman, and then the gentleman greeting visitors from a second-story window.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, that's, Didn't you say, Nate, you said one of the investigations, they said within minutes, what was it that they...
Yeah, they did like a quick tour.
Was it a tour or an investigation? Tour?
Well, they had like a tour when they first got there.
Oh, okay, like, I got you. Know, yeah, like we did.
And then, you know, they told them sort of the history of the house and all that kind of stuff. And then locked them in for the night.
Gotcha.
And left. And then as soon as they were setting up all their equipment, then
they're
going up the grand staircase or whatever and heard the French woman.
That's right. Nick Groff, this is that Paranormal Lockdown, and his partner Katrina, said they started their investigation in the basement, where straight away Katrina thought she saw a face next to her in the darkness. Nick called out to ask the spirit if that was them, and a response came through their ghost hunting gadget called the Geo Box. Have you ever heard the Geo Box?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah,
I remember if we've talked about that.
I've heard of it once or twice.
Yeah, which seems to say, sorry, or this is what came through, quote, sorry, that was me. Did they fart or something? A geobox is a device. Okay, so here it is. It scans through multiple frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum. The idea is that intelligent spirits can manipulate or use the ambient EM field, I'm guessing electromagnetic, to relay intelligent responses in the form of words or sentences. It says moments later, Nick heard something coming from the floor above them, so they went to investigate. But before moving up to the attic and venturing into a hidden corridor, says in this creepy area of forgotten rooms, Katrina felt as if something had touched her arm. And then after a while, the duo decided to try some sleep, to try to get some sleep. Nick made the terrible decision to sleep in a bathtub. Interesting. Katrina much more sensibly decided to sleep on a normal bed, but in the creepy attic. Now, before I continue with the next couple of sentences, would you guys sleep in the creepy attic?
Yeah, I would.
I would not sleep.
Yeah, but you, that's
I'd
fair.
Go up there.
Yeah.
He'd reside all night.
Yeah. It said, while Nick slept, a proximity detector near the bathroom door lit up, indicating something was near it. It said, the next morning, they continued their investigation using the SLS camera. And then it says, this special type of camera, of course, uses 3D mapping technology to detect human-like shapes in the darkness. And it highlights them on a screen in the form of a stick figure. However, on this occasion, it did not provide any compelling evidence. And it said, but they're still in that attic, and it said a glitchy, jittering miniature stick figure could be seen on the screen. Nick and Katrina believe this to be the spirit of the child, which we've mentioned a few times. Mm-hmm. So
there's a glitchy stick figure behind you right now.
Yes. Yeah. Who is it? Right. To my left? Sounds like they have some good activity.
Mm. This is interesting. This has the grant that they awarded and how much it costs to do the renovations.
I saw that.
Have you seen this
thing?
So White Hill Mansion Preserve, New Jersey Historic Preservation Fund, Historic Site Management, Garden State Historic Preservation Trust Fund. The grant award was in 2009. They were awarded $23,345. Then in 2016, $45,000. Yeah, then in 2020, $24,000. And then in 2022, $35,131. So this place has had a lot of money pumped into it.
Good.
The grant recipient was the borough of Fieldsboro, County Burlington, in Fieldsboro. The White Hill Mansion was occupied by three generations by the Fields family, after whom the borough was named. And it is associated with people and events of the Revolutionary War. The original Georgian-style house, circa 1740, with Flemish bond brick facades, was expanded with a brick addition in the 19th century and later remodeled in a Queen Anne shingle style with the addition of shingle-clad bays. You can see that difference, too, of all the different parts. It looks like a Frankenstein's monster kind of house. Projecting additions in dormers, iron cresting, and vernacular Gothic details. The house operated as a restaurant, bar, and grill from the 1920s until 1980s, at which time the 7-acre property was purchased by a chemical company that abandoned the house until it was acquired by the borough in 2000. The 2022 grant helps to fund a geophysical and archaeological survey on a portion of the White Hill Mansion property. The 2020 trust grant helped fund exterior restoration to close any openings on the building's facade and create a watertight exterior envelope. The 2015 trust granted help fund foundation stabilization, a priority work item identified in 2009 preservation plan that was prepared with funding from a previous trust grant. It's interesting because they've taken such great care to make this so it doesn't, you know, start to deteriorate again. And
right.
I think that's so cool, actually. Right. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we barely take care of the stuff we have now, let alone stuff that's from, you know, what I consider to be ancient history now, right?
Yeah.
Recent ancient history.
You're talking about the pumpkins. I think I'm seeing the same one. This one gives 5 pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
It says, great ghost hunt. I went last night and had a great time. Staff was wonderful, very informative, and I had many things happen and lots of photos of orbs. Orbs.
You're not a big orb believer.
I'm not. Although, we did have that in that parlor or whatever. The living
room. You were a believer that night.
At the Whispers Estate, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was, but that was like right in front of us. Wasn't like
you're still
watching video.
I think it was that one crazy lady in the walls.
I'd rather not think about her. No offense, lady.
I think about her every night. She scares the crap out of me.
One of my favorite lines from Billy Madison when he goes, "Lady, you're scaring us."
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little weird, but yeah, it gets good ratings. you know, I don't know. What Nate, Sean, what any other creepy stories, anything to add?
I found another investigator. They went in there and they asked, what's your name and did you live here? They got responses of EVPs.
Nice.
So when they said, what's your name? The man's voice comes back and says, Thomas. Then they recalled that, did you live here? The voice said that he did live there. They remembered that Mary Field's second husband's name was Thomas.
Oh, okay. I like it.
So Thomas is hanging out.
Tommy. We call him Tommy. Hey, Tommy.
Yo, Tommy.
Hey.
All these regular.
Tommy and Joyzy.
These are not in pumpkins. These are just in like green circles. But they give them, a lot of people give them it 5 out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm. This one was from 2017. We did a private ghost hunt on 7/22/2017, and we had an amazing time. Secret staircases, hidden locations, and an amazing history. Our personal experiences were awesome. From being touched, hearing footsteps, having our hair pulled, meters going off, and some very creepy experiences. Activity started almost immediately during the tour. I saw that a lot, too, with tours. Mm-hmm. It was like immediate. It's so haunted. The tour was historically informative and very interesting. We highly recommend White Hill Mansion and are looking forward to returning soon. A lot of them said that they're going back or have gone back several times.
That's a good review because a lot of them, they'll say something about like, oh, the ghost hunt went great, creepy or wonderful tour, but that was really descriptive of what happened, like what they experienced. Mm-hmm. So I like that one. I like that review. Nate, anything else you want to add to about the White Hill Mansion?
They had a couple volunteers.
Uh-oh.
That went down to the basement. I guess that it was being used. It may have been back in the restaurant time. It said they went behind the bar in the basement to look for a screwdriver. And as they leaned over to open a drawer, a vase came flying off the counter and just missed their head.
Oh, jeez. Yikes.
So they tried to debunk it, but there was no way it could have flown across the bar like it did.
Right. That's like a poltergeist activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of that stuff happens. Dishes get thrown, tossed at you, or you know, whatever. Huh.
Well, there's few other volunteers were decorating the basement for a party when one girl felt like she was, like her ear was stung by a bee.
Ooh.
Sure enough, her ear got all red. Another girl said something had poked her in the back. They went upstairs for a while. The basement isn't the only place where the spirits are active in the White Hill Mansion. I've picked up activity in almost every room of the house.
This is
one of those we just need to go.
This one's loaded.
Yeah.
I was pretty proud of this pick.
We got to do a on location here.
Man, can you imagine?
Let's load up the Mako van.
Can you imagine? This place, yeah.
The Mako
seems very active.
You guys, do you have right in front of you like the address? I mean, like the town?
New Jersey.
Joyzy.
Yes, we got that. I don't know where it's at. Do you have a shot?
It's off the Delaware.
Yeah, it overlooks the Delaware.
Where?
Delaware?
The Delaware? I don't know where.
Over there.
Oh, Fieldsboro. Fieldsboro, New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Oh, you want to see how far it is?
217 Burlington Street.
That's right. Where's see how far it is from us, Sean, if you would, please.
Mm-hmm.
Fieldsboro. I'm going to guess.
I'm
what, 10 hours? Not 12 hours? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Boston's like 1,000 miles. That's about a 14-hour drive, maybe 15. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the wrong guy to do this.
Fieldsboro.
Here it is, New Jersey. I found it.
What is it?
I might be the slowest. 17 hours and 11 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's a quick little jaunt.
That's okay.
Does that sound right? 17, yeah. 17 hours, 11 minutes. Yeah. Joyzy.
Yeah, yeah.
Must be like way over there in Jersey. Yeah. It's right off the Delaware. It's right. It's the...
Oh. Well, when we get our Mako bus and our Mako jet and Mako...
The cool cricket.
Whatever. We can maybe do that.
Mario and Frank's 2.
Huh?
Vintage. I don't know. I'm just looking at all the... There's Acme's there. It says
Acme.
Acme. Starbucks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Trying to explain. See what you get, creepies? You get. You get
we got a lay of the land around here. Yeah. Hey, there's ball fields. Look at this.
Nice.
I think GPS is.
Are they haunted?
GPS is kind of creepy.
The haunted ball
field. It's real close to.
I actually have 10 and a half.
Trenton.
Hmm?
What? Mm. No. Did I look up? What? It says New Jersey? Borough?
17 hours sounds too
fields
far.
Borough?
That's what
I
said.
I know it does. It's real close.
17 hours.
That's what this says. Let me look here.
No way.
Philadelphia, I know. It doesn't sound right to me either. It's real close to Trenton.
No, I got 10 and a half hours.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Fields.
Oh, now it says 10. What the heck? It listened to your phone. It did say, I swear it said 17. I told you, don't have me look at that. It does. It says 10 hours, 22 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah. I just did on the app, the navigation.
Don't have me do any of the technological stuff because...
I said 10 to 12, so I
nailed it. Technological.
He's not planning any of the trips.
No.
Never, because I'll drive around in circles.
We're going to go to Florida via California.
It'll only take 46 hours. 46 hours. Let's go, boys. Yeah. It does say 10 hours, 22 minutes.
Yes,
now,
that is, yeah, so not far at all. That's a
you idiot.
That is definitely doable.
That's funny. So. Now it's recorded forever and ever and ever.
Sean, that's all right.
I'm not surprised, though.
Oh, creepies.
I did. I had it going through Canada.
And Singapore. I think I, you know, Pete. I was like,
I was going to say that did not sound right.
We're talking New Jersey in the United States.
Well, because I was thinking it took us
not
to
New
get to
Auckland, New Zealand. Auckland, New Zealand, or whatever.
To get from, well, that's why it didn't sound right. Because for we went to Myrtle Beach and it took 14 hours, and that's way over on the East Coast. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that doesn't sound right. But
yeah, 10 and a half hours is...
but I've had this GPS take... I've been looking for like softball fields that are supposed to be 20 minutes away, and they put you in the middle of a cornfield, and you're like, this isn't right. So
we've done that a few times. We're like...
User error possible.
Then we turn back around, and it's like a mile back where we can't... Yeah, I don't know.
Turn around.
The White Hill Mansion. Excellent place. Lots of good stories. Thank you. I'm pretty proud of it.
You should be.
And... definitely lots of activity on, all the floors, all the rooms. So great history, 300 years old. So
yes.
That's what you get. There you go.
Get
hope
you
enjoy
get.
That,
you don't
creepies.
Throw a fit. Is that right?
That's right. So
yes.
Coming off the White Hill Mansion creepy talk, what do you have?
I have a middle-aged dark side.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. You're going to love this one. This might be my favorite
that's
one of all
said.
Time.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, and it's not Beatles. But it's also not Kiss,
well, like
so you're going to be a little disappointed.
That's all right.
It is Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Yeah. It is one of my favorite songs of Bad Company by Bad Company.
Oh, Bad Company. Yep.
It makes me think of a funny little story, and Harrison reminded me of this last week. He said, Dad, you still owe me $100 from several years ago. We were going down to Florida, and I always play this game of, hey, name that song and who sings it. And I knew the kids wouldn't get, like, Bad Company came on. Bad Company by Bad Company. And I said to Harrison, I've asked him this before. I didn't remember this. But I said, hey, I'll give you $100 if you can name this song and who sings it. And he goes, without skipping a beat, he goes, Bad Company by Bad Company.
Impressed.
And I was like, and Jenna looked at me. She goes, he got you. Like, because the kids never get any of my questions right. And he goes, yeah, Dad, you owe me $100, but you've done this one before, in other words. And I was like, oh, well, that's cheating. So he's
that
like,
is cheating.
You never did pay. Yeah, right. You never did pay the $100, but I did ask and he did get it right. So, but anyway, this is Bad Company, the Five Finger Death Punch version. It's awesome. It just is. So it is a company always on the run. Our destiny, oh, it's the rising sun. I was born, a shotgun in my hand. Behind the gun, I'll make my final stand. Yeah. And that's why they call me Bad Company, I can't deny. Bad, bad company, till the day I die. Until the day I die. This makes you think Tombstone, doesn't it? Yes. Rebel souls, deserters, we've been called. Chose a gun and threw away the sun. Now these towns, well, they all know our name. The death punch sound is our claim to fame. And that's why they call me Bad Company. I just got chills. Woo. I can't deny. Bad, bad company till the day I die. Until the day I die. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, blood for blood. We all got to die. This is obviously the death punch part of it. And that's why they call me Bad Company, I won't deny. Bad, bad company, till the day I die. Bad company, I won't deny. Bad, bad company, till the day I die. Until the day I die. And then that repeats multiple times. I love it, man. It's hard not to sing.
Yeah, their version is very good.
Oh, it's
I mean, kick I know ace. Who they are, and I've heard their song. I haven't heard that one, though. I haven't heard that
you're
version.
We'll play it after.
I like the original.
Or we should, we'll fade out to it, right?
I'll have to check it out.
And curse some more legal.
Yeah, that's all we need.
I know, exactly.
Well, I think they give you like a minute. Or
legal
three,
fines,
that like
was
that.
Trying
and
to say.
Then you're able to play a song like that. But yeah, if we literally played the whole song, that wouldn't be good. That is if they listen anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're that popular. Yeah, yeah.
Probably not.
Thank you for that.
You're most welcome.
I was, if
you're
I had
welcome.
To guess, I was going to go with what do you call it?
Middle-aged moment?
Tutti Frutti?
No, well,
Tutti Frutti?
Yeah. What do you call it? Lighter side or?
Just a middle-aged moment.
Oh, middle-aged moment. Okay.
You don't know me, Todd.
Well, Sean.
Light on
you're
the
trying.
Fries.
middle-aged moment. For some
turkey
reason, I thought you called it middle-aged moment.
Light side, I guess. Light, I don't know.
I don't
light
know.
Side,
yeah,
dark side.
Okay.
It's like Thanksgiving. Light, white meat, dark meat.
What's the name of this podcast? What's my name?
Slipping me.
That was good, though. That was a good choice.
We're making good choices all around.
We are.
I can't wait for the...
I'm not really known for good choices.
That's a wrap.
But, huh?
That's a wrap. Better be good.
Well, before we get to that, how about the second announcement?
Second part of the announcements. Follow us on all social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and yes, TikTok. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Tell someone you know or don't know about the podcast. We sell all... That includes the people you go get food from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Okay. We sell all kinds of merch, cool merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us and get your name mentioned and or business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information.
Wow. That was almost good.
Quick.
Underimpressed. Underimpressed.
Wow.
No, that was a
sack of potatoes over
that
there.
That was okay. That was a decent,
it was mediocre
okay
at best. I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Boo.
Let's get to the important part. Nate, my man to my right, what do you have for us?
Well, you guys aren't necessarily a bad company.
No. I was hoping it was that.
Unfortunately, that's a wrap.
We're not necessarily a great company, are we?
Until the day we die.
You know, I resemble that remark. Mm-hmm. Bad company. We're not necessarily a bad company, Sean. That's what he said.
I like that. Yeah. I'll take it as a
compliment.
You'll
take it? Yeah.
I'll take what I can get.
Well, thank you, Nate, as always. And we want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to episode 130 and our discussion on the haunted White Hill Mansion. So until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.